Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
What up, what up, what up, P-Silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes the silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's me, your audible boop thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random-ass topic we discuss. Welcome to the number one podcast you're listening to currently, DJ... I mean, that's kind of true, I guess.
It is. I believe it.
Thank you. Speaking of which, DJ Hey Cousin is in the building.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I'm back.
He's about to join us once again for some reason. Bro, why do you keep coming on here? Like, what?
I believe in you. That's why. I believe in you. You know, this is a great place to get my intellectual rocks off. And like some of your viewers too. They're kind of nice.
All right. Well, you know, kiss ass. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
All right. So today, guys, I've got some more terrifying stories to share, and we're gonna be doing another choose your own adventure story.
Yes.
That and more. I'm bringing the random, the silly, the fun, and the creepy.
I love it. I mean, it's that time too, so perfect.
It is perfect. It is perfect. I love it. Subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. Oh, and by the way, for those of you that are listening on Spotify, I love making this announcement like it's the first time every time.
Yeah, you do.
By the way, in case you didn't hear this the last 17 episodes, you can leave your Spotify comments directly under the episodes that you're listening to. So leave your comments down below. Let's have some fun. You ready to get on to it?
Yes, I am. Let's do it.
I want to get to my POC excellence segment. And when I tell you that this person is literally about to change the game. Coming up next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so I actually came across this person we're going to talk about, my POC excellence segment, and this guy is cool. His name is I think I want to say Haman Bekele. I think that is how you say his name.
You think so?
Oh yeah, definitely a lot easier than what happened earlier. Don't play with me. I'll call you out.
Hey. It's us. We're calling us out.
All right, you're right. Sorry. Forget everything you heard. Pretend that the men in black just did that like flashlight thing in your face. Yeah. Do it again.
Skew.
And your memories are wiped. Moving on. So I was on Instagram and I came across this this post on the @attorneycrump. On the Instagram page, and it looked a little interesting. So what it says here is that Haman Bekele, if I'm saying his name correctly, he's 15 years old and was named Time's 2024 Kid of the Year for his innovative bar of soap that could one day treat skin cancer. So he actually spoke with CNN's Linda Kincaid. Let's go ahead and see what they had to say here.
A soap that could in the future be a new and affordable treatment for skin cancer, including melanoma, I understand. Tell us about it.
Pretty much the way that it works is it uses this drug called imiquimod, and it wraps it around these lipid-based nanoparticles. And so without getting too in-depth into all of the science behind it, I guess the main point with this bar of soap is, like you said, it's a more affordable and accessible alternative to modern-day skin cancer treatment.
What prompted you to research and develop a soap that could treat skin cancer?
My main inspiration for creating skin cancer treating soap was really growing up in Ethiopia. I was born in Ethiopia and I saw so many people that were working really long hours under the hot sun. And of course, I didn't think that much of it at a really young age, but now that I've grown up and kind of realized the damages and the consequences of UV radiation for such long periods of time, I was really inspired to take action.
That is him right there.
All right. Good job.
Black excellence at 15.
All
right. Time Magazine's Kid of the Year for the 2024 year.
All right. I can appreciate someone putting in a man hours and contributing to society in this way.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Goddamn. All right. Goddamn Jimmy Neutron head ass. Goddamn Doogie Howser head ass.
Hell
goddamn.
Yeah. God bless him.
Shit.
I love it because we've come across a couple of very young, amazing innovators on this podcast. And I think it's amazing, which I plan on to keep continuing to shout out these amazing young people, old people, whoever. Mm-hmm. If they are a person of color and they did some awesome, awesome shit, yo, I'm going to shout them out if I can.
Yeah, yeah,
they deserve their flowers too.
Of course.
All right. We are going to share some very scary stories.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. But DJ Hey Cousin, when I say stories, I do mean plural, but you have to choose one of these stories so that you can choose your own adventure.
Ooh.
Coming up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Hell.
They call me the throat goat.
Throat goat.
No, but I literally am like the burp queen. Don't play with me.
First of all, I'm the one that like.
I know.
I was there
united
when I was.
Me,
yeah, you
burp
know
queen.
Exactly.
United me.
Well,
burp queen.
Come on now.
I get really.
I know defensive. you get very defensive about your titles. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
Bro. I'm.
They're important to you.
I'm her.
You are her.
Thank
That's
you.
Very true.
Thank you. What if I told you that I already hit record?
And what if I told you I'm the one who pressed it?
MK Ultra. That was a waste of 46 seconds. If you're still here, thanks.
Hey, man, we appreciate it. Thanks.
Appreciate you. So DJ Hey Cousin is going to be choosing his own adventure. But here's the question. Will he survive?
Let's hope not.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Hope not.
Hope you die real quick.
Yeah, real
make
fast.
Make the edit so much easier.
Real fast, real quick.
So much easier.
I want to be very reckless. God damn. Good job. I give that an 8.5.
That was DJ Hey Cousin. That was disgusting. I can't believe you would do that while we're recording.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You're right. And I'm humble. I normally give myself a 9 or up when it comes to burps. So I was very humbling of me in that moment.
All right. Stop. No, actually, it was good.
Yeah.
Okay. It was me. All right. So anyways, I am sorry about that, but it had to come out. Professionally Silly Podcast right here.
Mm-hmm.
Only the best content.
Oh, only the best.
So we're on ChooseYourAdventure.com. Just like last week, we did, I believe it was the Midnight Caller, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. So you now have your choice, DJ Hey Cousin, of what you would like to do here. Okay. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 other stories that you can choose from so that you can choose your own adventure.
Okay. This sounds fun. I'm already excited.
So he's looking at the Sleepwalker's Nightmare. We also have the Isolated Village. The Haunting of Blackwood Manor, and then what is The Forest of Shadows.
You know what? We're gonna have to go. Let's go with the Haunting of Blackwood Manor. Let's go with that one.
Wesley has chosen the Haunting of Blackwood Manor, and I shall read in this accent the entire time.
Oh man!
Nah, I probably won't. I might forget. I'm a little lit right now.
No, I said not elder granny.
I'm gonna go from that to like some weird broken Jamaican or some shit.
Oh yep, then I'll be a little
I'm
Irish.
Going
for
to
a
hunt
second.
You, man. Presenting the Haunting of Blackwood Manor. How was that?
That was pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you. I practiced like just now.
All right, just now.
So, just this moment. In The Haunting of Blackwood Manor, you play as a young person who moves into a mysterious old mansion and must confront a series of terrifying supernatural occurrences while uncovering the dark secrets hidden within its walls. So that's your synopsis there.
Well, all right.
Now, you used to be a young person, so this should be easy.
Yeah, no, yeah. I should still be able to pull from stuff that happened a long time ago. Yeah, so yeah,
when you
so
were
long.
Young,
so
like a
long.
Long time ago.
So long.
Because you're old.
Yeah. Oh, that's where you were going with that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Because you're old. All right. So
I'm experienced. I thought you were going to say
I wasn't sure if I was hidden there. All right, let's go ahead and start the story, old man. You ready?
I'm experienced. Okay, let's go.
You stand before Blackwood Manor, a looming mansion that towers over surrounding trees. The building is old and decrepit, with vines crawling up the sides and ivy covering the walls. Despite its dilapidated state, there is an eerie beauty to the mansion that draws you in. You've been searching for a new place to call home, and something about Blackwood Manor calls to you. Do you enter the mansion and explore, or decide not to enter and look for another place to live?
I mean, this place seems pretty cool. Let's go inside and see what's going on.
Yeah, given how this went last time, understand your choice. They're going to get what they want. As you step into the mansion, the musty smell of old wood and dust fills your nostrils. You see that the mansion is even more decrepit on the inside than it appeared on the outside.
Ugh, gross.
You start to explore. I'm getting like British all of a sudden.
I felt the twang come in.
You start to explore the mansion and find a dusty old book. This book is entitled The Curse of Blackwood Manor.
Ooh.
As you open the book, the pages rustle. And you swear you hear a voice whispering to you. The book appears to be cursed. Do you continue to read the book despite the curse, or put the book back and leave the mansion? Don't answer the black answer.
Oh no, we're going straight Anglo. This go round. So yeah, we're going to continue to read this book and see what's going on. I mean, there can't possibly be a curse.
Curses aren't real. Let's go right towards it in the dark by ourselves while we're naked.
Yeah. With our chest fully exposed.
My heart's right here. Go ahead.
Yeah.
As you read the book, you feel a sense of dread creeping over you.
Oh, shit.
The curse is real, and you've unleashed something terrible.
Ooh.
Suddenly, the walls start to shake. And you hear unearthly screams. You must escape the mansion before it's too late. Do you run for the front door or hide and hope the curse will pass?
Oh, well, I could just run away. You know, maybe I would escape, but maybe, you know, maybe it doesn't even know I'm there. Maybe I can just, like, stay put, you know, and it'll just pass, you know? So, you know what? I'm just going to go hide somewhere, and then hopefully it'll pass.
What a lovely Anglo answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see what happens. You decide to hide and hope the curse will pass, but it only seems to get worse. The walls begin to close in on you. And you feel a suffocating pressure on your chest. You realize the curse will not pass on its own, and you must find a way to break it. Do you search for a way to break the curse, or accept your fate and let the curse take you.
Oh, man.
That just sounds like bend over and take it, don't it?
Yeah, right? Right? Damn. Let me just toot it up and, you know, let these spirits get me. Damn, well, I'm not gonna toot it up. I'm not gonna go the toot it up answer. All right,
that's... you're gonna man up.
Yeah, I'm gonna fight. I'm gonna fight.
God damn it! All right,
let's go.
Search for a way to break the curse.
Yes.
Good choice. All right. You search the mansion for clues on how to break the curse. You find a diary belonging to the previous owner of the mansion. The diary contains information on the curse and how to break it. But you must follow a series of difficult steps to break the curse. Do you follow the steps to break the curse or decide it's too risky and try to escape the mansion?
I mean, I'm already locked in. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're already in full ghost busting mode in my mind, so we're just let's just run through these items and break this curse. Let's just,
all right, I'm down.
You know what I mean?
I'm down. Let's do that.
Yeah.
And click. You follow the steps to break the curse, but each step seems to bring a new danger. You must use all of your wits and courage to overcome the obstacles and break the curse.
So much courage.
Do you continue to follow the steps no matter what, or give up and try to escape the mansion?
I'm already locked in. I'm too locked in. I can't just leave. I can't just walk away from this, from the glory. All right?
Damn. All right.
We're pressing on. We're pressing on.
Damn. Like, all right. You follow the steps to break the curse, but the final step requires a sacrifice. You must choose someone or something to offer up to break the curse. Do you offer yourself as a sacrifice or try to find another way to break the sacrifice, break the curse without the sacrifice?
Well, let's not kill myself just yet. I mean, let's see if I can find another soul. A cat, you know, a dog,
really,
or something
really,
that's around.
Economy.
I can find a soul, bro. I can find a soul.
All right. You try to find another way to break the curse without a sacrifice. As you search the mansion, you find a hidden room full of ancient artifacts.
Oh, snap.
One of the artifacts seems to hold the key to breaking the curse. Do you use the artifact to break the curse or decide it's too risky and try to escape the mansion?
The way you're reading the options is hilarious. Okay, you know what? My cunning and wit and courage has found this secret room with this key in it that may be the solution to all my problems. We're gonna use this key. We're using this key, baby.
That would have been hilarious. You're like, yeah, it's too risky. Let's just get out of here. Yeah, fuck it. All right.
It might be, though. We'll see.
You use the artifact to break the curse, and you feel the supernatural forces in the mansion start to weaken. You realize that you've broken the curse, and you can now escape the mansion. Congratulations, you've survived the haunting of Blackwood Manor.
Woo!
Good job.
Woo!
You lived.
Oh.
I'm really proud of you, bro.
Oh, man, thank you.
There were so many times you could have given up. So many times I would have been okay with that. And you pushed on for almost 10 minutes.
I did?
Maybe more.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I know I did good, though.
You did wonderful.
I did so good.
You're curseless now. Look at you.
Yay.
Look at you.
Am I prettier?
Ooh. Was that the curse you were trying to break?
Yeah.
We might need to do that one again.
Oh,
sorry, bitch. Yo, which corny joke can make DJ Hey Cousin laugh? Coming up next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
No,
shake my head. No. All right. You ready?
Yep.
What was that?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, what did it sound like?
You go, yep. Or something.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. That's crazy. No. Can't look, dude.
I didn't look to make sure I was recording.
DJ, hey, cousin, do you have a favorite corny joke? I know that's like putting you on a spot. But
it is, but I think I got one.
Let's hear it. Share it with the professionally silly listeners.
Wait, how does it go?
When it starts that way, shit. Like, you're literally a comedian. You know better than that.
I know how it ends because 7, 8, 9, that one.
What? Why is 6 afraid of...
Damn, why is 6 afraid of 7? Well, why is 6 afraid
this
of 7?
This motherfucker gave us the punchline first. May I?
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to fucking read you. Yo, you tell a joke like a preteen trying to figure out how his penis works.
Yeah.
It's really confusing, so you just do anything.
So I fold this thing, right? I fold it and then I...
Yo, you tell a joke like a newborn baby trying like juice for the first time. It's exciting, but it can be a little overwhelmingly not that great. A lot of babies
you
give
say,
them cranberry juice.
You say juice, I was going to say cereal.
What?
They're trying cereal for the first time.
They don't got no teeth, nigga. Like, they babies, bro. Like, you can't give a baby cereal, bro. They're going to choke on that shit.
Yeah, you got to let it soak for a second.
No, they're going to choke.
They get mushy.
You can make it mushy, bro, but it's a baby, bro. Like, mushy is not the same as, like, a liquid.
Yeah, but it's, I mean.
Why you think they suck from the teeth or they eat, like,
not like a baby baby, but I mean, like, when they eat solid
food. I'm talking about
babies,
bro.
Man, why you.
All right, well, you understood that
when
joke.
I'm thinking toddler. I'm thinking toddler then.
Did I say toddler?
You said baby.
All right.
All right.
So then.
All right.
Moving on. I hate everything about you at this moment. So anyways, that was your favorite joke?
Yeah.
That's sad. You didn't even know it.
Well, it was a good one. It's one of my favorites. It's funny when you tell it right. Wow, what's yours off top?
I already told you mine when we're outside.
Wait, say it again.
The one with the chicken.
Oh.
And also, I told you the chili one, too. The chili one is actually my fucking favorite one.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I would tell them, but nah, fuck them. They don't need to know that.
They don't need to know.
None of your business.
Yeah.
If you want to hear that joke, you have to check out my OnlyFans. Yeah.
Exactly. Private. Yeah, it's worth it. Trust me, it's worth it.
I tell you what, I'll give it to you. All right, so my dad told me this joke while we were at Wendy's, literally eating chili. Okay, so this is really fucked up. All right, so this guy, he walks into a diner. Okay, it's a nice old school diner. It's got the counter, you know what I'm saying? It's got like the little stools you sit on and spin and shit, booths and shit. It's nice.
Booths and shit?
Booths and shit, you know what I mean? Like a sexy Denny's, you know what I mean? So anyways, guy walks up, sits down, and he's like, hey, man, I would just love to have a bowl of chili. Says you got like a special going on here. And the guy behind the bar says, I'm sorry, dude, but that guy down there, you know, he got the last bowl. So he looks down at the man with the very last bowl of chili. Homeboy is just kind of digging through it with a spoon, just kind of not really into it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he looks down at him. He says, hey, man, you gonna eat that chili? I mean, like, if you're not going to eat it, can I have it? Like, you're not even enjoying it. Like, what you doing? Yeah. It's the last bowl of chili. It's a special, you know? And old dude looks at him. He's like, yeah, man, here. You can have it, I guess. So he slides the bowl of chili down to him. He is excited. He's like, oh, I've been wanting some chili. It's cold outside. It's nice. Look at this meat, beans, rings. So he's eating this bowl of chili, just gobbling it up, and about halfway down into the bowl, his spoon hits something. And so he starts digging through the bowl, trying to figure out what the fuck was that, right? And he sees a dead rat, and he throws up back into this bowl of chili. And the guy who gave him the chili looks at him and says, yeah, that's about as far as I got.
That is a disgusting joke. That is a disgusting joke.
The way I told it was hella hood for some reason. I don't know why I did it like that. That's not how my dad told that joke. But that's, I was black as fuck for this, for that particular. Hey, man, you gonna eat that bowl of chili, homie? You gonna just go ahead and scoop that down over here?
You want that chili?
And so, yeah. So, anyways, I love a good corny joke. Maybe every now and then I'll share a few more with you. But I do love a good corny joke. Oh, I am such a cornball.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the level of corn is insatiable. It's a lot. It's downright glorious, the level of corn that's in here right now.
So here's what I want you to do for this one, Wes. All right.
All right.
AKA DJ Hey Cousin.
All right.
I'm gonna tell you a few jokes. And what I want you to do is I want you to rate the jokes 1 to 5. 5 being like your favorite joke. Top tier joke. Okay. 1, you didn't like it too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, now obviously, if you laugh at the joke, it's already immediately a 5. You
it's
can't
not a, no. That's, that doesn't make it
if you,
immediately
if
a
you,
5.
If you have a that physical does, reaction to that, a corny joke,
that does make it a immediate 3, though. If I laugh, if I like,
no. If you laugh, it should not. It should be higher than half funny. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, yeah, but I mean, because there has to be some level of balance to the scale. I mean, you know what I'm saying? 3 is
if
baseline.
You laugh, it's a 10. Fuck you. How about that?
How
about that?
What? They can't all be 5s.
Sure they can. Uh-oh. Doesn't mean that they will be, but they could be.
Oh my goodness. How about if I laugh, it's a 4?
You keep messing with me, bro. I'm going to tell you the truth about the Tooth Fairy. Keep fucking around.
First of all, I don't even know what you're talking about right now, all right? We all know the truth about the Tooth Fairy, all right? They're actually demons sent by someone I won't name because you can't say them out loud to grab your teeth and to use them as a mineral for their ongoing adventures and, like, stuff.
Duh. Santa's not real. Okay,
what?
So, huh?
What? You know what? We'll talk about that later. Carry on with the jokes. Okay. Goodness,
I'm sorry I had to hear that. Dude, right here, first so on the Professionally Silly podcast. Okay, so I have a question for you. Why don't ghosts have babies?
Why?
Because they have hollow weenies.
That's weird. Halloweenies.
Halloween. I'm going to tell you these jokes with no expression on
none,
my face.
None.
That
deadpan.
Has to be fair. That's what I did.
Deadpan as fuck.
That's what I did. And I'm going to keep that going. That way you don't, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is even harder and actually kind of makes it funnier.
Exactly.
Rate it.
That was a 3.5.
3.5?
Yeah.
I'll take that. You just pissed off. You love the Halloweeny. Stop it. Why did the witch refuse to wear underwear?
Why?
To get a better grip on her broom.
What?
It's an adult dirty joke. Her pussy lips.
That's what her broom is?
No, bitch, did you hear the joke? Why did the witch refuse to wear underwear? To get a better grip on her broom.
Okay. Yeah, that was a 2.
Anyone who actually understood the joke probably enjoyed it. Okay, pussy laps. I got it.
Sorry if I don't sexualize witches.
I mean, you really should. They're pretty hot, most of them. Like the evil ones, you know what I mean? Like, ooh.
I don't succumb to curses very often. At least I try not to. I try.
How do you make a ghost moan?
How?
You give it a boo job. That's 2.5 snorts.
I think you got a 4.
That's 2. I gotta call out those snorts, bro. That was 2.5 snorts, bitch. What do you call a haunted chicken?
What do I call a haunted chicken? What?
A poultrygeist.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
That was
all.
A lovely snicker.
That was not bad at
that
all.
That was a good snicker.
Not bad at all.
You like that?
I'm gonna give that a 3.5.
It's 3.5?
Yeah.
Sold. I understand that. What did the vegan zombie have for dinner?
The vegan zombie? What did the vegan zombie have for dinner?
Grains.
Not bad. Not damn bad.
Do you have any idea how hard it was to say that, not smile or laugh? I wanted to die. That is hilarious to me.
You're doing great, by the way. Deadpan is the complete opposite of your natural comedic style. So that's great.
Because I'm always smiling like all the fucking time. Fuck.
So this is quite the exercise for you.
Yep, facts.
I'm going to give that a 4.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I'm surprised you give it like a 4.5. That was
I feel like
you take away the boo job, take one away and put it to the grain. All right, last one.
Okay.
What do you call a lost wolf?
What do you call a lost wolf?
A werewolf.
It wasn't just the actual, like, it was the joke, but it was also you fucking shrugging your shoulders.
Like, okay, for listeners, you can't really see this, at least not yet. But when the studio is ready, you'll see more shit. But I asked him a question. I said, where, wolf? So I shrugged my shoulders like, where? Like, W-H-E-R-E. And so I guess that made it funnier. But I kept my deadpan.
That was a 5.
That was a 5.
That was a 5.
I was wondering if I was going to
get
a 5.
And I was still considered deadpan.
It was. I didn't laugh.
No.
I did not. No, I wanted to.
And it was straight face too.
Huh?
And it was straight face too.
It was. That is so hard. Honestly, I feel like that would be a great challenge to talk about hilarious shit and just like not laugh.
Like, oh, yeah. Not no, laugh. Most definitely.
Pretty much like one segment of this podcast.
that's a great challenge. One of us might pass out.
What a great episode, just listening to two monotone people talk about hilarious shit, but don't react to it.
Isn't that NPR? That's NPR, right? To my understanding.
All things considered.
Good evening. We're right back. We'll be right back after.
We'll be right back these titty messages.
These breast and vagina messages.
Oh my God. All right. So I love scary stories. So let's put AI to the test once again, right here, next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Boo.
All right, man. Let's put AI to the test. Can AI write good scary stories? We found out last week that it is possible. And there is an AI that I feel works better than others. Turns out Meta AI was kicking ass last week. It definitely defeated Copilot, but ChatGPT was a close second, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you guys. Fucking AI your ass off.
Bro, AI is doing a lot. Bro, oh my God, bro, it's crazy. Everything I see about it is just so crazy, bro. I'm speechless. I'm speechless. I am speechless.
Oh my God, that is an inside thing. Don't worry about it.
Don't
we just know what's hilarious.
Don't worry about it.
All right, so I went into the AI universe there, and I asked AI to create. I believe I did this. I think it was Meta AI, if I remember correctly. But what I did is I asked it to create a terrifying, scary story.
Ooh.
All right. And then I think that it may have done it, but I have not actually gotten a chance to read it yet. All I did was just copy and paste that shit.
Yeah.
I also asked the Meta AI to create a creepy pasta story. So, DJ Hey Cousin, which one are we reading? The creepy pasta or the terrifying story, which sounds like the same thing.
Low-key, let's go with the creepy pasta.
Creepy pasta. All right. So this one is called The Memory Eater.
Mm.
All right. That sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
I used to work at a dementia care home. One patient, Mrs. Jenkins, would scream every night at 2 a.m. One evening, I decided to investigate. As I approached her room, I heard a low whisper. I opened the door to find Mrs. Jenkins staring at a dark corner, her eyes wide with terror. "Where's my memory?" she begged. Suddenly, the whispering stopped. The darkness in the corner began to take shape. A figure, tall and gaunt, with eyes that devoured the light around it.
"Who are you?"
I demanded. The figure didn't respond. Instead, it reached out a bony hand and touched Mrs. Jenkins' forehead. Her eyes went black, and she slumped into her bed, silent. The next night, I heard the screams again. I ran to Mrs. Jenkins' room, but she was gone. The darkness in the corner had grown, and the whispering had returned. "Where's my memory?" a voice whispered. This time, in my ear, I tried to run, but the darkness engulfed me. When the lights flickered back on, I was alone. Mrs. Jenkins was never seen again, but the screams continued every night at 2 a.m. But now, I'm the one screaming. Mm-hmm. The end.
That ain't bad.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
For a nice little creepy pasta. Sweet,
you know, I like the sort of lore of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like it straight to the point.
Mm-hmm. And I did not give it any prompts. I just said, write a short creepypasta. Well, I did say short.
Yeah.
I did say short, but that was it.
Okay, yeah.
Write
a
short creepypasta. Because, like, that thing can go on for, like, pages. Like,
No, yeah, you can easily say, write a long form story about a creepypasta.
Can you, like, go to AI and be like, yo, write me a book.
Yes.
Write me a sellable, licensable, hilarious, fictional action book.
Write me a 500-page story about blank. It would do it. You have to go through it and sort of make adjustments.
Oh, sounds like a lot of work. I'd rather just write it.
Well, you already have your first draft.
Oh, I have to read things, and though. It's too much.
It's gonna. Oh, my God.
Oh, I hope you enjoyed that. Now, there is another one for the scary story, but it's up to you. We can do this, and then we can discuss. You said you had something that you wanted to show me or something.
Well, I mean, you know, we were talking about UFOs earlier, and, you know, it reminded me of this story I had sort of bumped into the other day, and it was, you know, it was something very short, but it was basically a UFO crash in Washington, D.C., of all places.
Well, like recently?
Yeah, this was last week on the 14th.
I'm sorry. Did you say last week as of the week before this one currently?
Yeah, last week.
Of this year?
Yes, on the 14th.
Not this
October 14th, 2024.
Not last year, this week.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep. Yes.
2024 of October.
Correct. That is correct. Yes.
2024.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Aliens crashing.
Yes. Yeah,
there's UFO crash.
Yes, there's UFO crash
in Washington, D.C.
Identified flying object, because it's still considered unidentified, based off its shape, based off of like how the flames coming off of it. I'll show Amber and she'll show y'all. But I mean,
let me see it. Give me it. Give me it. Why would you hand it to me like that?
Because
which one is it? Which one? You just handed me all kinds of things.
Yeah, what? Well, yeah, just that.
All right, move. Just let me see.
Right, that's
okay.
That's...
So there's definitely something crashing down to Earth. It's on fire.
And of course, this was not seen by.
It looks like a jellyfish upside down falling to Earth that's on fire. That's what it looks like.
Wow. Well, that's quite a description.
I mean, they can't see it. We'll put the link down below in the description box. It didn't show me the actual landing. It just showed me it falling. I want to see a crash.
Well, that's all.
Oh, that's not worth the description box.
Oh, actually. That's not worth the description box. I mean, that's not. But it's a little, you know, a little tidbit. Just a little tidbitty. That's the one you've seen.
He's showing me a different video from, I guess, a different angle or something.
Yeah.
That was not nearly as interesting as you made it seem.
Well, I mean,
yeah, there's no use for a description box. Anyways, thanks for listening to the podcast. I guess we should just ride on out with this.
All right, they're out there, everyone. They're out there. How dare you end the possibility?
I was gonna do another like scary story, but I'm not even in the mood anymore. You just You just ruined my creative streak. So
really,
what?
Come on now, what?
What?
Wait, what? Because you wanted to see it up close? You wanted to punch it in the face like Will Smith?
I mean, like, I wanted to see more than a 7-second video, something that would, like, show me something besides something falling out of the sky. I mean, that can be a satellite, an asteroid, a plane, somebody on fire. I don't know.
What, it's identified.
Identified as what? Where? Where are the photos of it? Where are the schematics?
See, this is all the stuff that is found under unidentified.
Okay, then what are you talking about?
The flying object.
It wasn't flying, it was falling.
Well.
Anything can fall. Look, I believe in aliens, Wes. I just think that that video doesn't mean shit.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's all.
Well, that's understandable. Okay. I
mean, if you can find me more, like the beginning of it, maybe the end of it, then I can be like, ooh, ah. But I literally have seen that in PNG, bro. Like, I've used that as thumbnails for my YouTube videos. Like, I've seen.
Hey, man. Hey. Okay. I understand. I get it. All right. It's not. These things aren't easy to believe. Okay.
But we can make celebrities say whatever the fuck we want now. I'm not. That mm-hmm. does not. Mm-hmm. I need more.
I get it.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
all right. I need more. I understand. All right. You don't have to tell me. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I had to tell you. Aliens, do you believe? I do. Does that video make me believe it more? Absolutely not. Moving on. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, is that I am the corny joke queen, period. Professionally silly life rules. This is where we are. Shout out to the listeners who are, because you guys, obviously, you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them, and I appreciate every last fucking one of you.
Yes.
I do. Definitely more than I appreciate Wesley wasting our 5 minutes there. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and a written review because I'm going to tell you what, no matter what you believe, that thing, it matters. So please do that. It is appreciated from every podcaster. Trust me on that. And if this is your first time listening, come on back and listen to the silly and join to binge all of the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Okay, join in all that silly because there are like, what, over 300 episodes, I think? At least over 200. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. All right? And share this podcast with a friend because there's a lot of silly to be had and a lot of discussions and arguments to have, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, for instance, like, was that last segment worth it? I would say no. Some would say yes. No one but Wes. Don't forget that you can follow us anytime that you would like. We've got our social medias down in the show notes. You can hit us up on TikTok, Instagram, all that good stuff. All below in the show notes, Wes's link tree, mine as well. Oh, and I know I've said this before, but I mean it. If you haven't heard it, check out my Feed the Pig episode that I did a few months ago. Trust me when I say it is a great time. Great time. I don't feel like the tiger from Frosted Flakes' own excited greats.
What?
I said what I said.
You know, and it was ridiculous.
Your face is ridiculous. Which fits. Be quiet.
It does fit.
Yeah, well, whatever. I think that anybody should be able to say it. That's what I'm saying.
You're not wrong.
I can be excited about the word great.
You should be.
Thank you. So shut your mouth. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, the Professional Silly Podcast on Facebook. Oh, by the way, ladies and gents, the Earth Show Youth Group podcast, Sunday School, has dropped. That is so crazy to say. Has dropped on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. And it is available. It will be available on other platforms very soon. But right now, I know for a fact it's available on those two platforms. So check out the Earth Show Youth Group Sunday School podcast. That's the name of it, Sunday School. That's so much fun. Two episodes up, and we just recorded recently with a very special guest. So if you are a P1 or you are just a fan of the Burt Show, this special guest is someone that you would really want to hear from. So be ready for that. Listener submission, send them in. Email me. You know what I'm saying? Text me, call me, all that good stuff. My Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And email me, it's professionallysilly@gmail.com. All below in the show notes, along with my P.O. box, if there's anything that you would like to send. All right. Once again, I'm your Audible Boot Thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. How do nudists clean their glasses? Anyways, just some random thoughts that attack my brain cells before I go to sleep. Stay positive. Until next time you decide to tune in, peace, silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Próxima semana! That's next week in Spanish. Okay, bye. You know what? That's what I'm talking about. Okay, bop, bop, bop-a-ran. Yo, you ready to record one of the greatest episodes ever created? Not created, but creating currently?
Yes, I certainly am.
That was a very lit way of saying, you ready to record this dope-ass podcast? That was translation for listeners.
Yeah.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.